It is said that someone turning age 65 today has almost a 70% chance of needing some type of long-term care service. That service includes support in their remaining years. So why isn't anyone talking about it? Well, I'm going to talk about it today. And to help me go behind the curtain, I've asked Howard Schwartz. Howard is co-founder with his wife, Mindy, of Schwartz Family Home Care, a licensed nurse registry. And Howard has been working in the home care industry for 25 years, and he's witnessed enormous change. And we're going to go behind the scenes to discover what we can expect if our own need for long-term care arises. Hey, Howard, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here, Steve.
So you work in this home care industry. You do this every day. Tell me typically what your day comprises. What kind of people do you see? What kind of services would I expect?
Well, in terms of the patients, the clients, and the families, we mostly speak to them by phone. So throughout the day, we're fielding calls from clients and their loved ones. Many times they're out of town, trying to decide how best to get care for their parents. And sometimes that's home care. Sometimes they're considering facility care. But usually home care is primary. Usually people want to stay home.
So something has happened in their life where they realize there's a need. At what point would I probably realize that myself or a loved one needed this type of care? What would I be looking for?
When you see them starting to fail a bit, they're not getting up maybe, they're not going out, they've become more introverted than they normally would be. And that's the slow, steady progression.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's acute. A fall. Mm-hmm. They're in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, being in South Florida, a child comes to visit and they're horrified that there's no air conditioning on, the place is not clean. So those kind of things get things started.
Yeah, so you can tell when there is a line that's crossed between what normal living conditions and habits of a person throughout their lifetime, something has changed. That usually spurs some kind of call or decision.
Yes, and unfortunately, it's not always clear. Sometimes the client, the patient, doesn't see the need.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes a child or a relative to identify it, because they're in the situation, they'll typically say, I don't need any help.
That was the question I was going to ask you next is, you know, in some cases, the individual doesn't really believe they need the help. They don't want somebody in their home. They don't want to go to another place. How do you deal with issues like that?
Well, there's numerous ways to deal with it. Some people just try to convince the loved one that they need it. A popular technique is to tell the parent, it's not for them, it's for me, the kid.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel good about you being alone. Sometimes the tough love technique works by telling them, if you don't get care, you're going to go to a nursing home.
Oh, I see.
You have to have care. You can't be home alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned nursing home. Typically, there are a number of choices. Nursing home, you just mentioned, is one of them. We all know about, you know, going to a nursing home. What are some of the other choices that people have these days?
There are independent living facilities where people have a small apartment and they provide meals and activities. There's assisted living where people get limited care with ADLs, which is help with bathing and dressing. And typically, it could be from 1 to 4 hours a day in those kind of institutional facilities.
It's like enhanced independent living, I guess, or more specific services for those who are past a certain point. But a nursing home is completely different, right?
Right. That is usually the last step. Mm-hmm. To go into a nursing home is where most people want to avoid.
Yeah.
But that's where people need lots of care. Mm-hmm. And actually, the truth, sometimes people wind up there because they don't have money.
Oh.
Because Medicaid will pay for a nursing home. It won't pay for the independent living, won't pay for the assisted living, so it won't pay for the home care. So some people wind up there, unfortunately, by default because of the financial. But most people start off with home care. That's usually the first step.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that question about home care. I would imagine that most people want to stay in their home. I think the term is age in place. It's where they're used to living. It's theirs. You know, they're comfortable there. Is that an option that is increasing in popularity, or where does that fit within the other three options you just mentioned?
Most people want to be home, and some people want to be home even if it's not the best place for the situation because they're friends, they're comfortable, especially mm-hmm. as people age and they become cognitively impaired. They're very comfortable in their home. Once you take them out of their home, a lot of times they fail. They start to decline.
Yeah.
Even when the kids have the best intentions, moving them in with them, they become totally out of sorts. I had this with my own mother-in-law. When she had dementia, we brought her to our house. She couldn't handle it. Mm-hmm. She did fine in her place in Delray Beach. Out of her house, couldn't deal with it.
A nursing home would have been even worse.
Right. Yeah. Would have been much worse.
Yeah. Wow. So what does it actually take to get adequate care in your home? Because that's a whole new set of needs that have to be filled, and you don't have a necessarily professional staff there or an institution taking care of you. So how do you set something like that up?
First, you have to identify what the client needs. People call us and they say, my mom needs help. Well, that's a broad spectrum. Mm-hmm. So we ask questions. Are they bathing themselves? Are they dressing themselves? Are they active? Because our goal is to match the right caregiver to that client need. So step one would be try to get an idea about what the person needs. Do they like to go out? Are they socially active? And then express that to the provider of care.
But that person that comes in may need some nursing skills or other kinds of skills. So what are the levels available in home?
The most basic level is typically people that would need help. We call them activities of daily living or ADLs. Mm-hmm. And those are bathing, dressing, feeding, toileting, and transferring. Transferring is helping someone from bed to chair, sitting to standing. Those are the basic activities of daily living, and those would be provided by a certified nursing assistant or a home health aide in Florida, and they're trained to help with those items. Secondarily, they can help with shopping, cooking, they do light housekeeping, driving, mm-hmm. things like that. But the five core items are typically what starts the ball rolling to get some care.
I'm speaking with Howard Schwartz. He is the co-founder and president with his wife, Mindy, of Schwartz Family Home Care. And today we're really trying to find out what goes on behind the curtain. You know, we can Google this all we want, and there's no lack of information and articles written. But I found something missing when I was researching this, and that was this idea of what is it like to be doing this every day, and what is the real human experience behind this type of event in a person's life. So that's why I've asked you here today. Let's discuss payment. Where's payment come from for nursing home care or for in-home care? What are the ways that this can be paid for?
Okay. There's several payers. The first is Medicare. Medicare pays for very little in the home. A lot of people think it will cover a lot, but it's skilled, intermittent care, and they have to meet the guidelines for that. So typically, someone will come in and do a visit. A nurse will come in a half hour, three times a week. They might get some therapy. But what most people need in the home is an aide, and that's where Medicare is lacking. So that's the other part of the care. Medicaid in Florida pays for very little in the home. In some states, it does pay more for home care. But in Florida, it's pretty much pays for the nursing home.
I read that there's an institutional bias with regards to this, that Medicaid would rather pay a facility than pay for in-home care, which in a sense limits the playing field or the choices a lot of these people, especially if they want to stay in their home. And I think to some degree, staying in your home might be less expensive than being in a nursing home.
Yes, it is. And it's unfortunate. And people do not want to go to a nursing home. And yet that's the place the government will pay for it. Mm-hmm. It's reverse in terms of what people want.
So Medicare, you mentioned Medicaid. I guess money also comes out of the individual's pocket, of course, to pay for this. That would be kind of obvious. What about insurance companies? Now, I'm sure most of my listeners have heard of long-term care. This has been insurance that's been around for a while. You pay a certain premium every year, depending upon your health and your age. And it's supposed to pay these kinds of expenses later in life. What's the current state of play, or the state of insurance companies and long-term care?
Okay, long-term care is a dynamic industry. It does pay for home care if you qualify, and typically you have to need at least two of those activities of daily living.
Mm-hmm.
But the industry is in flux. Recently, there's been a lot of consolidation, big rate increases by the carriers, and they're getting tighter on claims because all of them say they're losing money. The other part is a recent development. One of the big insurance companies named Genworth was recently sold to China.
Mm-hmm.
So people are concerned.
To the country of China or to a company in
it's
China?
It's China, ocean. Well, in China, sometimes the country
no
is
the, right,
right? Right. It is a big insurance company in China,
okay.
But somehow they're related to the premier of China.
Okay.
Recently, Penn Treaty, which has been an insurance company that's been around a while, went bankrupt.
Mm.
So there's been a lot of turmoil. But there is a state guarantee fund that will pay the claims.
Right.
It limits the policy. For example, we had a client that had a lifetime benefit with Penn Treaty.
Yeah.
When it goes into the state guarantee fund in Florida, it's limited to $300,000.
I remember many years ago, there was an insurance company that sold annuities and that they went out of business. And so the state plan came to bear and they've immediately lowered the guaranteed rate on the annuity. And it's the same thing because they don't have to honor the whole contract. They just have to kind of honor the basics of the contract.
Right.
Yeah.
And it become confusing because each state guarantee association gets involved depending where they bought the policy, depending where they're getting the care.
Yeah.
So it's a very frustrating situation for
people. Are you seeing a lot of payment for services with these policies now? Is that declining? Is it becoming less and less, or has it stayed stable? Is it increasing?
It's a big part of our business, people that have long-term insurance. So I'd say it's been fairly stable.
Okay.
There's still a lot of old policies on the market.
Yeah.
They haven't been here for a while. They only paid for home care. Those are the ones that seem to have been sold, the policies, and now there's a lot of turmoil. For example, when you call to figure out benefits, you're getting someone offshore.
Mm-hmm.
The company's been sold two or three times, so they don't even know what the benefit is.
Yeah, that's not a great thing. So let's talk about need. Typically, if a person needs long-term care, on average, how long do they need that care? How many years or so would I expect to use it?
It's a big variation. I mean, we have people on claim for a month, and we have one client 13 years.
Okay.
So in average, I would say 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
Women tend to be able to keep the care longer because they live longer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say that would be a general average. But there's something else, Steve. It's a little interesting. People who have the lifetime benefits, they tend to live longer and keep care longer. We always laugh about it. The people that have a short benefit,
it's
one of those things.
They're doing everybody a favor.
Right.
Because they want to leave some money behind or something like that.
And also, they don't sell the lifetime benefits anymore. I failed to tell you that before.
Yeah.
That was something that used to be sold, but as part of the industry, they stopped selling it.
Well, now they now have these hybrid policies. So you may have a life insurance policy or an annuity that can convert early if needed, right?
Right. And I have not had claims with those new policies because regarding the home care, we see things later. So I'm not sure how those policies will perform because we haven't actually got involved in them.
Interesting. So if you're listening to this and you're being offered a hybrid policy, at least the gentleman I'm talking with today hasn't really seen them perform yet. So just, I guess, do everything with kind of a wary eye. Let's talk about costs. So typically, if I go to a nursing home, what can I expect to pay?
Nursing homes annually run about $78,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
It varies state.
Mm-hmm.
But again, most people don't pay it. Most people, even if it's short term, they usually go on Medicaid.
Okay. All right. So the government's paying for that.
Yes.
Okay. What about in-home care? What's the cost per hour and I guess an average number of hours? I mean, There's a lot of variables here, right. But just in general, what are those costs?
Down in South Florida, it can be from $14 an hour through $20 an hour,
okay.
Depending on where you are and how many hours you get. But a typical starting point would be part-time help, let's say 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. That's how a lot of people start.
So are we talking about $180 a day?
Right.
Kind of thing. So figure $150 to $200 a day when you're doing your math.
Right.
Something like that, right?
Right.
Well, you know, Howard, we are out of time. I know it goes fast, but I want to reintroduce you here. My guest is Howard Schwartz, co-founder and president of Schwartz Family Home Care. And what is your website address?
www.schwartzfamilyhomecare.com.
Thank you, Howard.
Good to be here.
To find out more about Howard and long-term care, don't forget to join the conversation at stevepomerantz.com.